I mix what I like, what I like, what I like.
Every courthouse in Mississippi ought to be burned down tomorrow to get rid of the dirt and hair. Now from now on, when they ask you what you want, you know what to tell them. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Everybody, what do you want? That's what we gonna get.
Now what if I could have heard Stokely Carmichael yelling black power for the first time? I write rhymes to the rhythm of my heartbeat, pretending these high hats and shells drop into the street. I'm breaking bread with broken spirits over break beats in Jackson when kids committing crimes just to eat. My folks smoke weed just to sleep. So if it's beef, automatics gon' speak. If life a game, why don't rebel let these years go cheap?
We want black power! We want black
Now, several people have been upset because we said that integration was irrelevant when initiated by blacks, and that in fact it was a subterfuge, an insidious subterfuge, for the maintenance of white supremacy. Now, we maintain that in the past 6 years or so, this country has been feeding us a thalidomide drug of integration, and that some Negroes have been walking down a dream street talking about sitting next to white people, and that that does not begin to solve the problem. That when we went to Mississippi, we did not go to sit next to Ross Barnett. We did not go to sit next to Jim Clark. We went to get them out of our way. And that people ought to understand that. That we were never fighting for the right to integrate. We were fighting against white supremacy.
And it's important to acknowledge that here we are 8 years later, and in a year that I really think we could have taken the Greens to another level, we didn't. And I'm part of the we. And I don't divorce myself from the we. Since Cynthia and me ran, there were so many amazing people in the Green Party that have continued to support a lot of that work. But there's as many as those that marginalized Cynthia and I in these last 8 years in this party. And that's why Cynthia is no longer part of this party. And I can't be in a church and lie about where we are as a party, right? Because that would be disingenuous.
The question is, can the white activist not try to be a Pepsi generation who comes alive in a black community, but can he be a man who's willing to move into the white community and start organizing wherever organization is needed? Can he do that? The question is, can the white society or the white activist disassociate himself with two clowns who waste time parrying with each other rather than talking about the problems that are facing people in this state? Can you disassociate yourself with those clowns and start to build new institutions that will eliminate all idiots like them?
I mix what I like, what I like, what I like, what I like.
I've been on the ground all over this country. I stopped writing my dissertation to join the Black Lives Matter movement full-time the last 2 years. I've been in Ferguson, I've been in Baltimore, I've been on the border. I've been in gatherings with the Cornel West. In fact, I was just with Dr. West 2 weeks ago and I said, why are you supporting Bernie Sanders? And he said, we don't exist in the Green Party, Sister Rosa. I can't go tell my people to join a party. And I said, but you can't go tell your people to join the Democrat. So we gotta come to some conclusion and solution right now. And in fact, I just called him the other day and I said, will you consider endorsing who I'm supporting, Jill Stein? He said, nah, Sister Rosa, I can't.
And that we have to begin to develop a political sophistication, which is not to be a parrot. The two-party system is the best party in the world, okay? There is a difference between being a parrot and being politically sophisticated. We have to raise questions about whether or not we do need new types of political institutions in this country, and we insist, maintain that we need them now. We need new political institutions in this country.
I mix what I like.
Right now, we, the Green Party, as young people say, should be popping. Everybody should want to be a Green. And we don't need to be begging Bernie Sanders supporters. We don't need to be begging Bernie Sanders for nothing right now. If Bernie Sanders wanted to run a real campaign and be independent, he would have joined the Green Party. He would have started his campaign in Ferguson, Missouri. You've had two major rebellions. None of those young people are registered to vote because they don't believe in the two-party system. But when you begin to put aside just some of the shit we come to the table with, go there humbly, listen, be accomplices for racial justice, then you can get a Joshua Harris to run in Baltimore and supersede DeRay's 1% that DeRay McKinson got, who's not affiliated with the Black Lives Matter movement, but ran as a Democrat on a Black Lives Matter campaign, and Joshua did better with him. We got Eugene, who used to be with us, is now more with the Socialism and Liberation Party. James Lane, we have candidates here that are folks of color, right? I'm just being very real.
If we had said Negro power, nobody would get scared. Everybody would support it. If we said power for colored people, everybody would be for that. But it is the word black. It is the word black that bothers people in this country, and that's their problem, not mine. Their problem. Their problem.
I mix what I like.
We need 25% in New York State of young black Latino folks in immigrant communities that can register to vote. Formerly incarcerated people to register for this party, and we can win any seat we want. And it's hard. I'm standing up here talking to mostly white folks. To me, that's not a problem. The problem is that this is not reflecting what our society looks like. So we all have to ask ourselves the questions, what are we not doing right? We have everything everybody on the outside says they want. But we're not branding. We're not marketing. We're not using social media. We're not going into organizing spaces and saying, I get you with the Democrats. I'm not trying to shame you, but look at the Green Party. Let's infuse it. Let's mass build this party. The Black Lives Matter movement is it's a network, and it's got 35 chapters. Thousands of members. They've chosen not to endorse any candidate. That's fine. Right? The Green Party is not one of those parties or people that are shaming them for not endorsing it. Because we don't do that, I know, as Green folks. This is almost like a plea. Like, if we don't start winning elections for this millennial generation, that is a 5-second soundbite generation, a generation that's being trained to think in 1 and 2 minutes and 140 characters, that doesn't mean that they're not willing to have deep, in-depth, political, ideological discussions and struggle.
So that we have to use our bodies and our minds in the only way that we see fit. We must begin, like the philosopher Camus, to come alive by saying no. That is the only act in which we begin to come alive. And we have to say no to many, many things in this country.
I mix what I like.
I'm going to be a registered Green. And honestly, I've been reaching out to Jill's campaign like, use me. I'm here. Holler at me. That hasn't happened. I'm not sitting up here and lying. And I've done that at the where some of my comrades are like, yo, I'm not trying to work with that campaign. I said, no, we gotta grow the party right now. And we gotta take advantage of where we at. Right? And basically I personally have been very supportive of Jill and the campaign. But with the following I have, if I can't get 4 to 5 for those people that are brilliant in electoral politics, that want to support a Green Party candidate, I don't know what we're going to do, right? So all of what I said is for me to be very reflective, to be real, to say, hell yeah, I'm still going to rock the Green Party. Hell yeah, I'll be in Texas at the nominating convention. And if Jill wants my support, then she can use me for that support. If her campaign wants to reach out to black and brown people, I've been offering for the last year to be that person, and I'm here. Because eventually, I want us to win, and I want us to get 5% of this electorate so we are permanent, not only on a ballot line, but in the hearts and the minds of the people.
I mix what I like, what I like, what I like, what I like.